Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Anita, and my show rambles. I've had a bunch of caffeine in the last 2 hours because this past week has been very hectic and very tiring. It's a week before your period tired, and I know it's like, why are you talking about your period? Guys can make erection jokes. This is a three. And mine is never really like, oh my God, I'm in pain. I need like birth. Well, actually, I didn't need the birth control pills more to make it regular when I was younger. And that's on my episode about my PCOS diagnosis, which finally happened after almost 20 years with a very moody, worn out doctor when I was in Texas. And yeah. Now it's like, okay, 5 weeks or so, and then I gained 5 pounds. Notice the number 5 is like the major thing, and I just want to sleep. So starting last Sunday morning, I had a client. I was late for the bus going back home, and I got like 5 hours sleep. So you go to bed at 1 a.m., and it's like, I'm in my 30s. This up to, and even when I was a teenager in my 20s, I was not a up to 1 a.m. type of girl. I think I would have been better off had I been a up to 1 a.m. type of girl, but I wasn't. Or, you know, I'm an insomniac, so I really wasn't party till 1. It was more, I woke up in the middle of the night and I can't get back to sleep. And I just went to pee. And I got me some water and I still can't sleep. And it's hot. That I was that type of girl. Yeah, and I really annoyed a lot of exes with my insomnia. Sometimes they liked it, sometimes they didn't. Anyway, so Monday, like, okay, I'm going to get up early, get my hair taken care of, go to the hair salon. And by the way, if there's anybody in Charlotte who can recommend a good weave specialist who also knows how to do natural hair, please email me at icaga2005, that's my personal one, at gmail.com. Again, a personal email. If anybody knows how to do weave and take natural hair, got a lot of hair, icaga2005@gmail.com. So I go, you know, get the weave tight, and they're like, oh, I got to take it out. I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me the last time I was here that I only had a month left? Perfectly logical thing. I was there, you know. So I get it taken out. And they were nice enough to put it in a poof, and I didn't really. They're like, oh, yeah, you need a job. Well, I only brought enough to get it fixed. You know, I didn't plan on getting it taken out. So now it's out. And part of me is sort of happy because I was curious about what it looked like. Straight. No, I got to find a new hairdresser. No, I don't like. Yeah, I like my hair. Because I've got an older. I was like, I got to take care of this. And I have the distinguished temple grays. I can deal with grays in certain places. And at least the ones on my head, I can deal with the ones that are TMI, but yeah, the others, no mas. And I have talked to my surrogate mom about grays. Well, she's like my mother. Of course, I'm going to talk to her about periods, boyfriends, situationships, no pays. Yeah. So, anyway, get it out. It's like, oh, wow, I have that was an adventure with her. And this coming week, I will be deep conditioning. Be an adventure for me. And I'll be sober with it. Me and my hair, we've learned to respect each other. So I got it taken out. Then came back, did some soap making, which I, if anybody's interested in my soap work, they can email my business one at icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, for my soaps, icaga2004@gmail.com. So, you know, got my soaps in order, figured it out, because Mother Day's coming up, and when you're a person whose mom's died around Mother's Day, and my bio mom, and her infinitely dark Anglophilia died around Mother's Day, and this is, well, you didn't get me a good gift, so I'm going to drop dead. I don't know, she's my mother. Men do not understand the bond between mothers and daughters, which is mothers spend 18 years psychologically torturing daughters, and then the rest of their lives involve
going at each other's throats with a level of mutual respect. That's, yeah, no problem. So that's me and my bio mom. I gave her a nice headstone. The headstone next to hers is, it was ugly. I was able to recover from me. I'm like, see, I at least liked you and respected you enough to give you a pretty headstone, and it was not cooking that killed you. So anyway, that's Mother's Day. And got myself figured it out. One of them didn't come out the way I planned, but it came out decent. I was like pleasantly surprised. So did that. Had my writing, two writing groups this week. Worked on a novel. I am a writer. I know I do jack of all trades. I kind of knew all this down because my mind was wandering 50 million directions. All that, and I was also running on minimal sleep this week with the up at one running around doing. And the clients, they were the good kind. And this is something I put, there's crap quality clients, which are emotionally draining. And I have, again, discussed that those on a previous episode about how not every client is worth having. This was my October 16th episode. But yeah, the good clients I dealt with, you know, I had Sunday and Wednesday. So it was fun. I felt really, really good, but also really, really tired and eating a lot of coffee. So I got the products, and then I had shopping, which, let me go shopping for lingerie, because even if nobody sees it, it's like, I don't like what I see under my clothes. I don't care, you know. I don't like what I like. So it was looking for supplies, making sure to, because for me, I'm with my body, myself, I look at it like fashion. It's going to decorate your bathroom. I mean, sure, you're going to use it, but still, bathroom. So I was like, okay, I've got to get the right. And then also emailing and talking to a business consultant about marketing. Yes, I'm like on my adulting, in my 30s, which finally, you know. So figured out the tissue paper for the wrapping, the boxes, the ribbons, the colors for spring, the what kind of bases to use. And it's always an ongoing process with the business. You never stop. You're like, oh, I'm good. No, that's when you implode or regress because there's no function. You've reached your peak. You're going to, you know, decompose and die. Negative, but yeah, that's the whole thing. You're going to decompose and die when you always have to keep pace. You weird to say you are your biggest competition, but it's still sort of true. So getting those done, then getting pages of my book, figuring, and it finally took me to last night after some wine, Mexican, listening to authors speak to figure out, yes, I finally figured out who exactly the antagonist of the book is. And I'd like to have the book at least to a publisher or self-published or whatever by the end of the year. Yes, that is my goal, but I've also had a lot of other goals. So we'll see how that one goes. So, did that. I didn't even do yoga, but I did get major work done because I need to get back into yoga. Celebrated my 1 year anniversary today of meditation. I feel really proud. And I was up in the morning meditating and then running around. Finally took a nap that I woke up from a little while ago, hence me having coffee because I didn't have it this morning because I really wasn't in the mood for coffee this morning. I was sort of munchy, and then I reached the too much sweets mood, and I had a protein shake and part of a protein. Not the healthiest, but I really was not in an eating mood. So, yeah. Did that. And my co-host, he's sitting here watching because he's not feeling well because he's been, well, he's 70. He's going to be 70. I always get his age wrong, but I think he's going to be 70 in October in dog years. And has been playing, not even like the, you know what kind of playing, but he hurt himself. So I've been having a bout of maternalism, which I do because he's my co-host. He's around when I'm working from home. He's just staring at the wall for babies and not at his best. Gave him a bath because he needed it. And, yeah, right now he's just, like, staring, like, why are you bringing me up? So, looking after him, he'll be fine. His brother is also a cat who's like, I'm taking my nap now. Because his brother is a nighttime. Because anybody who's been around cats knows. They are nocturnal. And I was like, you're a good security guard, but I want my sleep. But he's gotten sort of better at it. And yeah. So going back to my week, which was really productive. I'm happy with the productivity of it, but very light. Sleep very well. So the two writing and the speaking. So I have a normal writing group on Thursday, and it's very challenging, and it's helping me develop my writing skills, and I'm very thankful for that. So I had that, came back, took care of stuff. Yesterday, I had another writing group to go over more chapters of my book, and, you know, socialize, and it felt good to be out and had critique done on my work, figured it out, what works, what doesn't. Had some Mexican food for the first time in almost a year. And I love Mexican food. Sort of funny because when I was in college, I went through a phase where on my period I just wanted enchiladas. I'm serious. Yeah, so I like Mexico. So I had that. And after that, I had a meeting at a local college by published authors. It was pretty good because it was late and I've been up since early in the morning running around. By the time I got to the third author, I was like, I've got to go run errands. And I was thirsty and I had errands and I was getting tired. Perfectly wonderful authors. And, yeah, I left early. And then I came back, and then I had something else this morning that didn't go well, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I wasting my resource? Because going back to another episode, time is an important resource. And I was like, well, I'm fine. Oh, I also had a glass of wine at the writing event. And for those who don't know, drinking is not, and it wasn't because I was drunk that I was ready to go home, because outside of rum, I can hold my liquor. Unless I'm just like super depressed and binge drinking, and I've only been that depressed once. I mean, that's not my niche. So I had like one glass, full stomach. I was not driving. And it was even before the program started. So I didn't leave for about 2 hours. After the drink, an hour and a half. So I was good and sober with my weight because I had food in my stomach, the Mexican, the snacks there. So by the time I left, I was perfectly sober, sleeping, but sober. I had a long day. So, yeah, and it came back. Finally went to sleep because I was like, I just want sleep. So I did, and then I had the stuff this morning. And, yeah, that's pretty much been my week. Okay, it was, you know. And I realize I do like working from home. It's, well, actually, I like more working for myself, and we've discussed this. I've done corporate, and there are parts of corporate I like and miss, especially when you are working with an people you like and respect. And I get it, like is an overrated concept, but when you work in an emotionally unhealthy place, it will affect your entire life. And I've done that to the point where when I was with Cajun King, I worked for a company and I've discussed it. And I can distinctly remember one time being in the bathroom looking at his blood pressure medicine, wanting to pop those pills just to deal with the low pay. Like, I'm not paid enough to be popping my situationships blood pressure medicine, and he's almost 30 years older. No mas. The decision to leave. Very, it wasn't like, oh my God. It was more like, I've got to do what's in my best interest. And my best interest is not having blood pressure so high that I can't take birth control pills without risking a stroke, or I'm wanting to pop my situationships blood pressure medicine just to deal with something that pays me this little. It's not worth the bull. Place after, I think, because I was still emotionally traumatized, it made it, because it's like, it's worse than a bad job is worse than a, it's just as, well, no, more so destructive than an abusive relationship, because you need money to live. And people will guilt you more about leaving a job, an emotionally abusive job, than they will leaving a emotionally abusive partner, because it's like, well, you need a job and you should be grateful to have it. And I swear that is the most manipulative sentence in the world. You should be grateful, because it means condone my crap or condone crap. And it's like, I don't have the energy to do it. So, yeah. So, yeah. But were you? You most of the time. And every the buck stops with you. The buck starts with you. And that can lead, be its own level of stress, but in good and bad stress. Because it's intro-ly, when it goes well, you feel really happy. Like, after having those two high-quality clients, I felt good. I mean, I even had a burger. I rarely eat beef. Every now and then I get a craving for a burger. I had five guys, some great fries, and a mocha, and it was like, okay, good. I mean, I felt the hum that Shonda Rhimes talks about, but it was like, okay, this, and I really have to learn to prioritize more, because otherwise I will be stretched thin and not be able to fully enjoy it. And so, yeah, the clients went well, and business, Thursday. And I'm also learning about my own maternal instincts dealing with my co-host. Because I worry about him. I mother on him. And my friends know. They think it's crazy. One of my gay husbands is like, that's your dog. It's my friend's dog, but I love him. I'm around him more. And he just looks so sad. And I've taken care of a plant. Like, in my 20s, I was like, I am one step closer to motherhood. Because I'm not in a rush to be a mom. I'll probably adopt when I'm 53. Yeah, Hoda gave me hope. Hoda Knob from the Today Show. I think I pronounced her name right. She gave me hope of, I can adopt in my 50s. I just have to have, like, a couple million dollars. Or a billion. Yeah, I like to have a billion. That's a good amount. Nice. Yeah, because I would be level students, so I was like, I might as well just make a billion. And yeah, stopped. But having the dog, it teaches, and it's very trite, because growing up, I didn't have a dog. Well, I had one for one day, and then my mom was in the middle of a breakdown, so she was like, get rid of the dog. I know. That was disappointing. And for a while, I had a sensitivity to animal hair, but it's gotten better, especially around Superman. And you know, I have to look after him, make sure he's bathed. I don't have to, but I do, because he's a, you know, I learned my nurturing instincts. So make sure he's walked, make sure, you know, he's walked, he's fed. He wakes me up in the morning. Yeah, he's understood the concept of opening doors and crawling up on people. Good security system. If you are ever a person who lives alone, get a dog. They're for exercise. And they love unconditionally. Well, no, they have their own condition, but it's better than people. And I don't have to worry about them growing older and, like, taking the car and doing stupid stuff. So, you know, you look after them, make sure they have their bath. Sometimes you talk to them. And sometimes, yeah, I'm becoming that dog person. Sometimes the pets are better conversationalists than people. And when you deal with crap quality clients, the dog is better. after last year's election. We know how I feel about Haitian friend for president. Yeah, he has nice hair. And he's not picking up stuff. So, yeah, you have to look after them, make sure they're healthy, make sure they're fed. And when they show affection, it's like, all is good with the world. I've accomplished something. Yeah, I'm going to have my water and my coffee. And I feel good. And maybe people who have human children feel the same way, because I don't have a human child of my own. And in a way, I'm sort of happy about not having my own. And I had somebody tell me years ago I would have stayed at a low pay if I had, and yeah, that wouldn't have been good for me or the human child. But yeah, it helps. And the PMS thing, the gaining 5 pounds, it's not just the gaining 5 pounds, it annoys you and you're tired. I guess it's you just don't have the energy. So you want to snap. I mean, I had somebody annoy me today and I was like, I don't feel like condoning your apology. Shut up. I'm sorry. It's like, I don't want to hear it. I just do not want to hear it. I'm tired. I just want to sleep. I don't feel like condoning anybody's excuses. Just be quiet. Give me chocolate. And dairy. Yeah. I did have some dairy last night. I'm glad I'm not lactose intolerant. And the natural hair. I'm not sure if it was the PMS of why I was so annoyed when I got my hair taken out. Or the incompetence. But I think it was a little of both. Because like I said before, I went to get it washed and tightened last time. It's a basic customer thing. You know, hey, what would it have hurt? And that lack of communication is why I don't want to go back to this particular hair place. And I'd like to find another one. I don't feel guilt about it. And having it taken out, I like to stick with natural hair and not go back to chemicals. Granted, when it's curly, it's a lot of hair. Like, I showed my friends and I was like, I told you I had a lot of hair. And they were like, what? I'm like, and then I took it down and I was like, yeah. I'm like, I know. But this week I'm going to deep condition because, you know, I don't want to go. I do it now. I need to find a place to do a trim. And I may have to, even though I don't like it, going back to this one. But get a trim. And that'll probably be next week, but this week, watch it. I don't really take advantage of all the complexities and fun of natural hair because at the end of the day, I'm very basic with my hairstyles. And the irony is those basic hairstyles, because it's a lot of hair and it's curly, are dangerous on my hair, like a ponytail. Say, oh, you can just put, no, if you have straight hair, you can just put it up in a ponytail and go. When you have curly hair and a lot of it, it is, you have to super saturate, seal in said moisture so it won't dry out and start absorbing and swelling and being like tomatoes where it's just invading everything. Because really, when my hair is out, it looks like Diana Ross and it craves moisture and will start absorbing and swelling. I'm serious. So that makes it hard. And then you have to pull it, and then it causes breakage because you're pulling your hair back. Or either I could put it in locks. And I like locks, but I don't want to do locks. So having weave works for me because my hair doesn't do well with chemicals. It breaks off, and then the wrapping, and then it'll stay at the typical black girl length. The shoulder length. And yes, black girls can't grow long hair. It's just a lot of work because depending on the texture or the type, if you're like 4C, you have to put a super lot of moisture in. You have to completely keep it in protective styles. And to me, a protective style is a weave because then I get all the joys of playing in my hair, pulling on it, putting in the ponytail without actually damaging the real hair underneath. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to be like, we have peace with each other and understands I don't have the patience to do it. I will wash it, deep condition, not really style, because by the time I detangle and everything, I'm like, I'm done. I don't want the energy. I remember when I used, like in high school, I would just, and this is with the relaxers, which I would not put a box perm on my head. Like, really, I can't relax it, but I have to, like, keep the money for a professional. Sometimes I just ask my mom to French braid it. I was like, Mom, even though I knew my mom was in the middle of a breakdown, she's still my mom. Frankly, French braid, you know, I want something different. So I was like, French braid. It can do the complex, and I admire it. But having natural black hair it's like doing calculus. It's not bad. But at the end of the day, you're going to want to cuss it out. You admire it. You respect it. But you're like, silly. Oh. So, yeah. And the energy thing that I also touched on with the clients. The high-quality clients, the ones that have a good personality and respectful and pay well, just like anything else, they make it becomes the symbiotic trade of emotion. Like, you make, and I get it, it's not their responsibility, and I've touched on how happiness is your responsibility, and I'm entrusting you with it when I say you make me happy. But you see, I'm inspired to be better, and then they're inspired, and it just feels really good. And you come away like, I feel happy in your presence. And that's it's a high. It's a good high. It's not a destroying society. If anything, it's an improving society because it improves service and motivates you to be a better worker, a better boss, a better human being versus the crappy one that made you feel like, oh, and you mentally hear Spaceship by Kanye West. Yeah. I'm bringing up Kanye West. Because pre his mom's death, and even now, Kanye West has talent, and his arrogance and his talent feed each other, because you can't be that arrogant and lack talent. It doesn't work. Like, if you're going to have Barbara Streisand and divaness, you better have Barbara Streisand talent. Like, Barbara Streisand is one of my favorite old school divas, because she has the talent to back it up about telling an intern on Oprah, I want my microphone spray painted. You know, she's an EGOT winner. For those who don't know, EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. She has that. She's like, I've had a number one hit every decade for the last 50 years. I've been at the same label for 50 years. I can still go out and outsell these young teeny boppers. So if you're going to be on that level, you better have that talent and skills to back it up. So, yeah, and I got the 90-second mark. Also, for those who did not notice, I changed the episode I was going to do this week. Because originally I was going to do about failure. But with everything going on with this week, the soap making and cut and everything, I'm just like, I'm going to change it at the last minute. Because there's a lot to be said for failure, and I just was not prepared. So, yeah, the next episode, not next week's. And by the way, for any out there, happy Mother's Day. But the episode, the week of the 16th, not the 16th, the 20th. Let me check. So the week of the 21st, that episode will be about failure, because failure is just one step closer to greatness. And a lot of people have failed. Aisha Tyler has a book about self-inflicted wounds. You learn from failure. Failure is the ugly teacher that inspires you to be better. And a lot of people have failed, and then they became successful. The people who never failed are never successful. So thank you for listening to my show. I'll be back in 2 weeks. And, yeah, have a wonderful weekend. Bye.